Hey everybody. So this is gonna be really weird for me. Because I'm gonna open up here and I'm really kind of putting myself out on a limb doing this. So when I was a kid, I lived on 11th in Oklahoma in Milwaukee, and I lived right across the street from my school. And the house that my dad renovated is still there. You can still go see it. It's blue, and it's got a nice wooden porch that he built. And anyway, our neighbors to our right were they were named Dan and Donna, and they had a son, Paul, and a sister, or a daughter, Stephanie, was about the same age as my sister. Paul was about the same age as me. My parents got along great with them. I got along with Paul and Steph, and Scotty got along with Steph, and it was just like basically like one extended family. They brought us in. They would take us to family events. We would go camping with them. We would go to their father's property, their cabin in the woods, and we just did everything with them. And when we left Wisconsin in like 99, 98, they kept in touch with my parents, and they came to visit. We would come up, we'd visit them, and they were just lifelong friends. It's the kind of thing that like you just can't let go of. So when I moved back from Florida, the year I moved back, I reconnected with their son Paul, and he brought me to a family gathering, and I reconnected with everybody, and it was awesome just to see everybody again and remember them. Is like they're right there as the thing that is in my memory. And it was really cool. And this morning, well, let me back it up just a little bit. About a week ago, my mom messaged me and told me that Dan and Donna had both gotten COVID, and I was like, okay, that sucks, but maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe if the fucking stupid president's like, it's a 99% recovery rate. If that fucking bullshit's true, then it'll be fine. Sure, whatever. And y'all know me, if you listen to the show, I don't think that at all. I know Trump's a fucking idiot, but I'll get to that later. So I just kind of sit by and wait, because what else can I do? And my mom texts me a couple days later and says that Dan has to be intubated because he's struggling to breathe so much he can't sleep. So they intubated him so he could sleep. And I was like, okay, maybe now like he can get some good rest and recovery, and maybe he'll come back, and maybe not 100%, but like maybe enough to, you know what I mean? Like maybe he doesn't regain his full sense of taste or smell or something like that, but it should be fine, right? And then she texts me this morning to tell me that Dan had passed away. And I was okay. Like I was upset. By the way, I'm at the start of this, at the head, when I said I was putting myself on a limb here, I've been crying for the past like 15 minutes, and I'm gonna try to get through this without doing that. But if I do, so be it. And if that bothers you, then fuck off. I really don't care right now. So she tells me that he's passed, and for most of the day, thank God I had off work today. For most of the day, I'm fine. I can't stop thinking about it, but like I don't know where I'm supposed to stand on the emotional scale, because like we were close, but not as close as like him and my dad, which I'll also get to in a minute. And I don't know. It was just all I could think was like, this is a dude that I've known almost my entire life. Like, and he's just gone. He's just gone. Like, that family gathering was the last memory I'm gonna have of him. And that's fine because it's a damn good memory, but it fucking sucks. So my mom sent me the obituary a little bit earlier, and hang on, I'm gonna take a drink here. Little White Claw, Black Cherry, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Do I have the air horn right here? No, I don't have the air horn. here. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Whatever. So here's the obituary. Daniel W. Santana, Dan, age 61 of Franklin, Wisconsin, passed away unexpectedly after a short illness on October 25th, 2020. Dan is survived by his loving wife, 42 years, Donna, his children, Stephanie, her spouse, Hector, her son, Paul, his spouse, Adina, his grandchildren, Ethan, Julian, Charlie, Xavier, Aria, his father, Juan, his siblings, Juan Jr., and his spouse, Diane, Daryl, and his spouse, Penny, Diana, nieces, nephews, and many more family and friends. Dan is preceded in death by his mother, Marcia, and his son-in-law, Nick. A virtual service will take place Monday, November 2nd, blah, blah, blah. Here's the link. I didn't know that Dan's dad was still alive. I thought both of his parents had passed because he never really mentioned them that much. And I was outside smoking and I read that and I just started uncontrollably crying because no parent should have to bury their child. Like, that's not a thing that should happen. That's not how it's supposed to work. But it does happen. And, you know, that's what happened with Nick. And it's, it pisses me off because this pandemic is as bad as it is because of shitty leadership. Like, New Zealand, for example, is holding full stadium, packed stadium, like soccer and sporting events, because nobody fucking has COVID. Because when it happened, they were all smart and they listened to the science. And they stayed the fuck inside and they dealt with it. And now it's gone. And look at them. You'd be hard-pressed to get into any fucking country right now. They don't want us. Because our president came out and said, it's a hoax. It's fake. It's not real. Well, fuck you. And if you think, if for some reason you've made it this far and you think that this is a hoax, you can fuck off. If you don't wear a mask when you go out in public, you can fuck off. If you don't attempt to distance as best you can and limit your social activity, then you can fuck off. Like, seriously, much like the BLM statement, we know what we stand for. So if you're against that shit, then fuck off. Stop listening. Unsubscribe. Go live your life. We don't need you. We will be fine. Don't worry about it. I cannot stress this enough. I know in our last episode, I was really hammering home the vote, vote, vote. And look, I don't want to fucking vote for Biden either. Like, the person I want to vote for isn't in the race. I don't want to vote for Biden either. But given the options that we've been presented with, it is really fucking clear which one we should be voting for. And I know a lot of you are going to hear this and you're going to be like, oh, it's just political agenda. It was a sob story just to get a political agenda. No, it's not. It's not. And I'll tell you why. People like Dan and 200,000 other plus deaths. All that shit could have been at least drastically reduced if our fucking president had just come out and said, wear a mask. That's all it would have taken. That's all it would have taken. But no, this is America. It's the best country in the world. My freedom, my freedoms, my freedoms. And people don't understand what the fucking definitions of words are. And it, look, I'm past the crying stage now. I'm just fucking mad. We are just over a week away from what people are calling, and I'm agreeing with, the most important election of our country's history. My father is a QAnoner, and if you don't know what QAnon is, I'll give you the cliff notes. It's basically a conspiracy theory in which these people believe that a mystery person on a message board named Q is giving them clues, and they believe that Donald Trump is, well, first of all, they think that JFK Jr. is not dead. He's been laying low for 20 years, and he appears at Trump rallies now disguised as an older dude with a larger nose. And they think that he's directing Trump to take down a deep state pedophile Satanist cannibal ring of celebrities of the names of, like, Jeffrey Epstein and all his buddies, Zuckerberg, so on and so forth. They think that Trump is secretly a messiah, and he's a puppet for the greater good. Because of thinking like that, really? Fucking desktop. Seriously, stop. Holy shit. Fucking hate that notifications. But the point is, because of thinking like that, and because of conspiracy theory bullshit like that, people like Dan are dead. I said when this thing started that it's not a matter of if we get it, it's a matter of when. We're all going to get it. We're all going to get it because Americans are irresponsible. And that's the end of it. I'm going to stop recording now because I think I've said all I can say. Again, I don't want to vote for Biden either. I really don't. But it needs to be done for the greater good. We can save lives, dude. Just gotta make the right decision. It's easy to call it a hoax when it's not somebody you know. So, the 3rd is a very important date. Please do what needs to be done. This isn't about what we want anymore. It's about what we have to do. It's about what we have to do. We can all see where this will go if he gets another 4 years. Please. If you've lost anybody from this, please, you know what to do. That's it, I guess. That's all I have to say.